what should I say? You raise them on the catawba tree.
Uh-huh.
If the birds don't get them.
Oh, okay. Well, do they always live on catawba trees?
Catawba worms?
Uh-huh.
They're still on the end of the tower, and then they come down and go in the ground, turn into a butterfly.
Great heavens. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do.
Well, if you have a catawba tree, can you be sure that you're going to have catawba worms?
No.
Uh-huh.
Because I have one out there. There's several out there.
And no worms?
No worms.
Are you just as glad, or would you like to have the worms for bait?
Well, I don't mind the catawba worms because people always want catawba worms to fish with. But I didn't know until yesterday afternoon that you have to turn the wrong side out for the fish to bite.
You have to turn the worm wrong side out?
That's what a man told my husband. I was told him. He said, y'all have any catawba worms? He said, no. He said, I don't fish with them no more because I don't even catch any fish. He said, well, you will have to turn the wrong side out for the fish to bite.
For goodness sake. Oh, is he going to try it?
To buy me? No. I mean, that means that you must tear him apart and turn him or cut him open or something. Oh, no, I wouldn't want to do all that. I'm not afraid of catawba worms. Now, caterpillar is a thing I do not like.
Well, I thought catawba worms look pretty much like caterpillars.
They do, but they're not caterpillars. Caterpillars grow on the plum trees raised on the plum trees and the cherry trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
We call them lightning bugs or light mosquitoes.
Lightning gators?
Light mosquitoes.
Oh!
Light mosquito.
Oh, I never heard them call that. That's interesting. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over the water? It's got a body sort of like a butterfly, but the wings are different.
A skia hawk. A skia hawk.
Have you ever heard this called anything besides a mosquito hawk?
No, I haven't.
What do people call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks kind of like a wasp?
We call them daubers. They're daubers.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Nuts that get ripe under the ground, peanuts.
And have you ever called those anything else? Or heard you?
Groundnuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what?
Resembles.
And if his behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy?
The boy's behavior.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Oh, midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back? Well, they might laugh and say, oh, he's just an old...
I know what they call the country person.
What's that? What do they call the country?
Oh, a countryman.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is the color of yours?
As, I would say dark brown or tan.
Okay. Do you call yourself a colored person or a Negro, or how do you refer?
Negro.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is the color of mine? What do you call us?
White.